I have a lot of works to do. I watch a lot of video contents on YouTube. I need to take a rest. Do these sentences sound right to you? If you said yes, you're making the same mistakes as lots of my students. Don't worry though, by the end of this video, you'll know exactly what's wrong with them and how to fix them. Hi everyone, I'm Stephanie from BritScent, and in this video, we'll be tackling three very common English mistakes I hear all the time. Let's begin. Let's start with our first sentence. So what's the problem here? The word work is an uncountable noun when we're talking about tasks or jobs in general. So we can't say one work, two works, three works, etc. Think about it like this. Work is similar to water, air, or information. You wouldn't say, I drank three waters, right? Instead, you could say, I have a lot of work to do. I have a lot of tasks to do. Or, I have a lot of projects to finish. So here's a tip. If you want to count work, use a different word, like tasks, assignments, projects, or jobs, depending on the context. But when you're talking about work in general, keep it uncountable. Now, let's go to mistake number two. Can you spot the error in this sentence? It's the word contents with an S. Similar to work, content is an uncountable noun when we're talking about media, information, or material in general. So you can't say one content, two contents, etc. It's always just content. But you can say, I watch a lot of video content on YouTube. Or, I watch a lot of videos on YouTube. Or even, I consume a lot of content online. Now this gets a little bit tricky because the word contents with an S does exist in English, but it means something different. Contents with an S refers to what's inside something physical. For example, the contents of a bag or a table of contents in a book. So remember, content means media and information, and this word is uncountable, whilst contents means what's inside something. Okay, here's our last one. Now this one's interesting because it's not grammatically incorrect. You might hear some people say this. But native speakers almost never say take a rest, just because it sounds a little old-fashioned and a bit unnatural in modern British English. Here are some better ways to say it. I need to rest. I need to take a break. I need to get some rest. I need to have a rest. The key here is that rest works perfectly fine as a verb on its own. And if you want to use the verb take, pair it with the noun break instead. Take a break is more natural and commonly used. These small changes will make your English sound much more natural. Okay, that's all for today. If this video helped you, remember to give it a like and subscribe to our channel for more practical English tips like this. Thanks for watching and see you in the next video.